get to go to Madison Square Garden with superstar Billy Graham versus Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. At this time, superstar is the WWF World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, and he's facing the international superstar Dusty Rhodes. New York was an interesting time back then because it has always been known as a big man's territory, a punch and kick territory, if you would. Not a whole lot of wrestling, not a whole lot of stuff that you saw in the South would you see in the Northeast. But nonetheless, that didn't make it any more entertaining or interesting when it came to professional wrestling. So we're going to check out superstar Billy Graham with his manager, the Grand Wizard, facing the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. At this time in his career, Dusty Rhodes had become a traveling attraction, if you will, and he would be a main event anywhere in the world, anywhere he stepped in the ring. So this makes it even more interesting because you have two of the biggest egos in professional wrestling at the time facing off in probably still the most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. So superstar coming to the ring in his tie-dye trunks, tie-dye shirt, championship belt. He had all the qualifications. He had all the qualities of a star. And back during this time, too, I believe it was Andy Warhol who came to the matches and was watching the spectacle of these colorful, larger-than-life characters, Billy Graham and Dusty Rhodes. And after the matches, Andy Warhol would take the Dream out to Studio 54, all these places around New York City. It was incredible. And talking to the American Dream about these matches and talking to him about this time was always interesting because they romanticized this period of the business. And it was great for some, good for others, and not so good for still others. But at this time, you have a guy like the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, who was not, by any stretch of the imagination, the epitome of what the athlete or the perceived athletic prowess superstar had. It didn't exist when you looked at the American Dream. But he was an entertainer. He knew his role. He knew his part. And he wore those robes to the ring. And he wore the American Dream dream garb. He was the guy. He was the man. And he knew how to get the most out of everything in the ring. You'll notice in this match, it looks like the referee was a boxing referee. He didn't have a clue. But that didn't stop these guys from performing. Didn't stop these guys from getting the crowd into the match. Once again, Dusty Rhodes, he's already in the ring as the challenger, but he believes he's going to win. He believes he belongs there. And that's 90% of this, is believing in what you're doing in the ring. Superstar Billy Graham was the World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, and he looked the part. He was the part. You got to believe it. You got to make everybody else believe it. So they're setting the stage, and this is certainly a different style, a different pace than Southern matches, especially at this time. But the main event, superstar Billy Graham versus the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Two of the most colorful characters in professional wrestling during the 1970s, 80s, and up until their retirement. You cannot teach charisma. You cannot teach the ability to connect. You have to have it inside. You've got to believe it. You might have it inside and have a hard time finding it, but once you find it, if you got it, you got it. And the American Dream had it. Superstar had it. They don't have to do anything yet, and the crowd is already buzzing. The crowd is on fire. And watch this from just pushing Superstar off into the corner, doing nothing else. This is showmanship. This is charisma. And this is what separates the stars and the not-so-stars, if you will. Back then, too, no internet. No getting your news right away. So they had magazine photographers at ringside, and these guys knew the photographers. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 photographers from different wrestling magazines at ringside. George Napolitano, Bill Apter, and the guys knew, the wrestlers, the Dream, Superstar knew the way they were going to get over if they posed for those guys. So they're taking their time. Dream just getting down on his knees talking, and the people are going crazy. Everybody taking their pictures, and Dream was always a good one to have on the cover because they knew he would sell. And Bill Apter told me one time that American Dream, anytime they put him on the cover, they sold more magazines than any other they had the previous year. So Dream knew he was over. Superstar knew he was over. And look at the photographers taking their pictures for the magazine. This was what the internet was at that time. There was no internet. So Dusty Rhodes and Superstar Billy Graham are setting the stage. Nobody looked like Superstar back then. He was unique in that sense. There was a couple guys who had great bodies, but nothing like Superstar Graham. Again, Dream body slamming Superstar, holding him up there for a while, raking his eyes with his boots, and taking time to let it register and sell. Look at that referee. Look at his stance. He has a boxing count, I think, pretty much. I've got to believe he is a boxing referee. He just came that night and found out it was wrestling on the card. But Superstar knew when to take a powder, knew when to go outside and Dream. Again, two pros, two polished pros, two big match stars. And nobody has to rush. But watch the body language. Always coming forward or always looking like they're going to do something. And even when they're not doing anything, they're doing everything. Just a simple, I'm going to break you in half motion. Or simple, come on, test of strength. And the people are trying to warn the Dream, don't do it. But eventually, a righteous babyface knows it's the only thing to do. And watch what they do when the test of strength happens. There has been nobody else at this time like a Superstar Billy Graham who captured the imagination with his promos and his presence. And no, you're not going to suck at the American Dream in like that. And nobody's going to rush. There's no need to because this is all the people need to watch their hero. He's going to go and take the shot and watch how this plays out. There's not a whole lot of movement, but everything they do means something. The test of strength, the facials, the shaking. Superstar came to Texas, mid-1970s. Earned his reputation when he went to New York. That's when he really learned how to shine and get the most out of his baby faces, get the most out of his ring entrance, get the most out of his promos. He had the Grand Wizard as a manager, but they both shared promos. They both shared interview time. And that was the appeal of superstar Billy Graham. He had the color, he had the rap, he had everything needed to be a superstar, and so did Dusty Rhodes. But the antithesis of a guy like superstar Billy Graham was the American Dream. And that's what made it so great. It was the drama, it was drawing people to the house shows. Dusty Rhodes would talk about being the everyman and the son of a plumber. And I'm just like you, and I'm a common man. And he's going to take a guy like superstar Billy Graham, the elitist, he's going to put his hands right on that mat, and he's going to stomp his fingers. And all superstar has to do is register and sell. Everyone can understand what it feels like to slam your finger in a door or have somebody step on your fingers, I guess. I've had people step on my fingers. You know what it feels like to have them crushed, and it hurts. And superstar sells appropriately, accordingly, and they're ready to move on. Dream looks like he might have been working out a little bit. Has some good traps on him right there. And once again, I think an illegal chop to the throat with the point of the fingers, that wasn't, I don't think that was kosher back then. I think if the referee would have saw that, he might have issued a sterner warning. But the cool thing about the matches back then is these guys are having a good time while they're in the ring, too. They're feeling it. They're not playing a part. They are the part. Dusty Rhodes was the American Dream to the day he died. Now watch this. And that was that undeniable fire. That was the undeniable American Dream. Felt it was time to get off the ring, get off that float, get up in there and fight. And he did, and superstar went with it. It meant something, and it was the right time to do it. These guys felt it, they knew it, they had instincts. And again, the Garden crowd was hot. The Bionic Elbow, the American Dream got that move over by educating the people. They knew when Dream hit him with the Bionic Elbow, something was going to happen. I don't believe it was his finisher at that time, obviously not. But both of these guys, man, a double fist to the head. Both of these guys had that charisma. And you can't teach that. Just can't. You either have it or you don't. And both of these guys have it. Superstar's arm. We know I would normally tell someone, put your hand where the pressure's at, but that's not necessary in this match. Both guys are over. Both guys are selling. Both guys make it work. It was show business even back then, mixed with a lot of authenticity. Let me say that. Both of these guys are authentic. And when we talk about authenticity, classic explanation right here, classic examples. Superstar lifted weights. Superstar trained with Arnold Schwarzenegger, some of the greatest bodybuilders of the day. He was that pompous, arrogant, didn't want to be around the wrestling business kind of guy. He grew to love it, but he would usually train up until about 8 o'clock match time, and would send word with one of the boys to tell Vince Sr. he's at the gym. He'll be there about 8:30, 9 o'clock, because Superstar was going on last, and he didn't have to be there any earlier. He knew what he was going to do in the ring, especially against a pro like Dusty Rhodes. He didn't have to talk about it, didn't have to go over it for 2 hours. They knew when they went in the ring, they were going to tell a story. And they weren't quite sure what words they were going to put down in that chapter. But they knew when they got in there, they would feel the flow. They would listen to the crowd. They would feel it out and see where they were going to go with it. And right now, Superstar found out, all you have to do sometimes is grab a rear chin lock, let it breathe, and the crowd will come with you. So, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, on the other side, was authentic as hell too. He is the son of a plumber. He grew up in Texas. He fought for everything he had. He's not the classic athlete. He doesn't look like Superstar Billy Graham, but he was that common man you find in a bar that if you wanted to pick a fight, he's going to fight you back. And being from Texas, everybody knows you can't say anything about a Texan and get away with it. And Superstar Billy Graham and the Grand Wizard would come on every week and talk about Dream like he was a dog and he didn't deserve to be in the same ring as them, which was a classic heel babyface matchup. And everybody wanted to see the American Dream, including Andy Warhol, who would take him out afterwards. And they would party, go around town. The Dream was a big deal wherever he went. And now, Superstar and the American Dream taking their time, bringing the crowd along for a ride. Again, you can see the photographers on the front, right upside the ring, taking it. And a lot of these poses were on the cover of Inside Wrestling. And the American Dream knows he has to get some momentum going. He's going to hit the ropes one more time. Oh, another rookie, well, not a rookie mistake, but another mistake made by the babyface. So, Superstar taking advantage, but the American Dream going to make a comeback right here. Well, it wasn't right there, I'm sorry. It's something where the referee is in the way. This is another reason I think this referee was a boxing referee, because he wasn't sure when to get out of the way here. Ah, classic bear hug. Once again, they don't have a corona or a moonsault here. But they still have the people, and this is the idea. You're getting the people involved, you're connecting. And it's all body language. Superstar squeezing. They're not just sitting there and they're not just standing there. It's all the subtleties of Dream just getting his elbows positioned, walking backwards. They got an idea here. Go to the second rope. And body language. Slowly raising that arm, and but a squeeze by the Superstar tells the story. And you can see both men's face here. This is so important too. Too many times you're hiding your face and not even realizing it. But Dream is selling down. Superstar has his face on the other side. But you can see Dream starting to come alive. He's starting to feel it. He's going to measure this elbow here with all his might. And everybody in the arena can see it. Everybody can see what's happening. Slowly but surely, it's going to get the Dream out of the bear hug. One more time. Simple strategy by the champion. Now he goes for a backbreaker, and the champion's in peril, or the challenger's in peril again. So it looks like Superstar, if he can just hold this hold, he can make the American Dream quit. And nice counter. Nice counter. Both guys know it's getting near. So Dream has got to start a comeback. But again, this Dream, as a babyface, I don't know. He might throw one too many elbows. And yes, he did. So eventually, there's your finish. Superstar going to the top, or is it? No. So the American Dream, again, coming back with those bionic elbows, and everybody knows the damage the bionic elbows can do because they've been told during his matches. Now, there's a mistake made by Superstar. In the WWF back then, over the top rope wasn't a disqualification, but the referee, here again, being a boxing referee, I think, he's going outside to count instead of counting in front of everyone. Which, I guess, back in the 70s, they did have boxing referees work the garden shows. But it would have made more sense if the guy was in the center of the ring counting. But the referee is down doing what he thinks he should do instead of getting in the ring and telling everybody that he's counted out. Everybody had to stand on their feet. That's okay. Now watch this. This is one of my favorite parts of the match. But the referee raises the hand, but it was a count out. You cannot win the championship on a count out. It has to be on a pinfall or submission. But the American Dream grabbed the WWF championship, and I remember asking him about this in FCW down in Tampa. And he said, yeah, you can see me. I put the belt on. I look over and see Vince Senior, and he's not too happy at all. But the next day, in the New York papers, they had a picture of the American Dream. As you can see right here, he's going to put the belt on, get a picture with it by all those magazine photographers who sent it in to the New York papers. The new WWF champion, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Now he's telling this referee, take it away from me. Get it off. Grab it. Take it off. Take it from me. Grab the belt. Now he's going to say, what? Wait a minute. So here's the pantomime. And that's, again, this boxing referee doesn't understand the gimmick. And the announcer is now explaining, you can win, you have to win by a pinfall or submission. But Dream had fun doing that night, kind of a rib on Superstar and Vince, but they got it back. And the next day, the New York Times said, the new champion is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. It's all body language, all authenticity. The Dream felt it, Superstar felt it. You have to feel it in the moment. You've got to believe it. All right. So the Dream didn't come all that way to lose. He came out there to kick some ass, and Superstar had enough, I think. But look at the garden house, look at the garden crowd. These people are going crazy. And they're going nuts because you got a guy like the American Dream who has charisma oozing out of him. Superstar Billy Graham had charisma oozing out of him. And I believe it all goes back to authenticity and knowing who you are. And both of these guys had it. Both of these guys knew how to take their time and tell a story. And you need to be a superstar. You need to look like a superstar to be a superstar. Wear a robe. Wear something cool through the ring. Look the part and get in the gym. Next week on X-Ray, we'll have another very exciting match. We hope you tune in.